So my name is Lene Demorel, and I'm here with the people from Colorworks and the Art House in Troy. Can you guys please introduce yourself?
My name's Elizabeth Dubbin, and I'm the executive director of Colorworks.
And I'm Patricia Sestero. I'm the new property manager of Hudson Art House.
And then can you guys explain what is Colorworks and what is the Art House and what's the history behind it?
Okay, so with the Hudson Art House, it's a building that was rehabbed about three, four years ago, and it was to promote arts in the community, to try to bring affordable housing for artists and for those who are looking for a really nice home. So that's pretty much what we do there. But the mission statement is hopefully to bring artists to the area and help the community enjoy the arts and to, you know, bring people in to do artwork in the building with the gallery that Elizabeth Dubbin directs. And you take it away, Liz.
So Colorworks is a 501c3 nonprofit contemporary arts organization, and we've been in Troy for 10 years. We started out as an arts collective, having pop-up exhibits in vacant storefronts and venues throughout the city, and eventually acquired a space at 444 River Street in a historic collar factory. And we were there for quite a few years prior to becoming a 501c3 nonprofit arts organization and partnering with Hudson Art House and relocating to what our now permanent home is at 621 River Street. So we partnered with the Vecino Group and Hudson Art House because what they were trying to accomplish with bringing the arts to North Central Troy and sort of being an incubator for creativity, not only for artists, but for other individuals to have access to the arts, was in line with our mission, which is supporting emerging and underrepresented artists through contemporary art opportunities and dialogue.
Awesome. Okay, so how exactly is the apartment complex involved with the Colorworks?
So through our partnership, we provide opportunities for individuals to come to all of our exhibitions, our events. We bring in artists all throughout the region and country into the gallery, including some artists who have resided at Hudson Art House. They have participated in shows that we've had in the space. So we're open to all to come and experience the work there. But directly with Hudson Art House, we work together to provide access to studios, a wood shop. We kind of curate specific events that are based on the interests of those who are residing at Hudson Art House. For instance, there's a lot of families that reside there. And a year and a half ago, we started having these pop-up art lab making sessions in the gallery that were connected to the exhibitions that we have. And that became really popular. And so we formed an entire program around bringing in school-age children into a contemporary art setting, learning about the works, getting exposure to regional artists by learning from them and creating in the space. And so that program is called Art Factory, and we've been running that for the past year.
That sounds fun. What are some benefits to being in the art house?
Well, as the property manager there with the building in specific, it's different than the other apartments in the area because there is a gallery there, which is a very unique benefit to the community. So, you know, by living there or in the vicinity of Hudson Art House, you know, you're able to be a part of an art community. You're able to see beautiful artwork in this gallery that it gets exhibited there, which is something very unique. There aren't very many galleries in Troy. So it's wonderful to have this in the building, making it a very easy access for the people in the building, and they're able to come and enjoy the artwork and also to be a part of it, such as last night's event. Liz, tell them a little bit about that.
So I was just speaking about Art Factory and how we've been running it for about a year. And last night we had a pop-up exhibit of the young emerging artists' works. And so they came with their families, and some of the public, some of our teaching artists, our regional contemporary artists came to celebrate their works and have a reception, a public reception for them.
I think I saw that.
Yeah. It's still up. If anybody wants to come pop by, it'll be up for a couple of days. So we look to really involve both residents of Hudson Art House and the community in what we do. So we have a strong volunteer base, many of whom are artists or arts appreciators. And I feel like that's reflective of the type of community we're trying to grow at Hudson Art House. You don't have to be an artist to live there, but the idea is that you are interested in having exposure to the arts, feeling like you want to be a part of a creative community. Mm-hmm. And if you individually are not an artist, maybe your family has an interest, the kids have an interest in the arts, or friends, you know, it's, you kind of are cultivating this idea that we can grow a community through creativity.
Okay. Patty, can you tell me a little bit about the apartments themselves and how are they, like, historic? Are they ancient? Are they modern?
Well, Hudson Art House, the building itself, does have historical value. At one time, it was actually a building that manufactured collars. And that's kind of where Troy gets its name, Collar Works. You know, I mean, Collar City, Troy Collar City. That's the way, you know, some of the history. It's been Northeastern ceramics. It's been quite a few things. So when they decided to rehab this building, they did decide to keep some of the historical values, you know, the unique brick walls, very large beams, you know, the ceilings have beams and wood, and, you know, so it's unique in that way. The spaces are quite lovely. If you've got the back apartments, you're overlooking the river and the dam. So it's nice, and it's wonderful to keep buildings like this in its place and not tearing them down and putting something that, you know, is just like everything else. So that's another reason why this building is mm-hmm. unique and why Troy is unique.
Mm-hmm. And it's on the historic registry.
Yes.
It's a national historic registered
That's cool.
building.
So we're going to wrap up. We're running out of time. Do you guys have anything you want to add before we sign
Well, you know, please come in, fill out an application, come in and, you know, see the gallery. Elizabeth and myself, we always enjoy visitors. And, you know, there's a lot of new and exciting things going on. And with the collaboration now that I have with Elizabeth as the property manager and her the gallery director, we're really coming up with some great ideas. And so come on in and check us out.